You've never watched a full episode of the TNT Train Trade podcast.
Well, it's on in the background because TNT's mom and dad watches it.
Oh.
And I watch it in the background, but like, I'm not self-conscious about like hearing myself, but like when I watch myself, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of cringe.
Kind of cringe to watch yourself, but you'll listen to yourself.
Yeah, because that's where I feel like my cup of tea is at. Is like my voice.
You definitely shine.
Yeah, on the mic.
There's no problem just listening to it. Do you listen to it on YouTube, or do you listen to it on all the audio platforms that this podcast is available? I mean, you can listen to it on Spotify. I mean, are you listening to it on Spotify? I mean, you got it on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it there.
I'm a YouTube guy through and through, so, you know, you got YouTube Music, which is combined with the premium membership, and was never a big Spotify guy, so
stuck with that. So. But I mean, you can listen to this podcast anywhere. You can listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it on YouTube. You can listen to it anywhere.
Pandora.
I mean, a random Pandora shout out. I always thought that was probably the least premium of the music streaming websites.
I was a big Dat Piff kind of guy, and I think Dat Piff is
what was it?
Kind of down. Oh, it's like free mixtapes.
Whose mixtape would you get off of there?
There was a period of time I would go on Dat Piff, and then whatever. Oh, this guy dropped a mixtape. Download it. But see, mixtapes, and I don't know if a lot of people don't know this, but when an artist, I don't know how it works in other genres, but when a rap artist drops a mixtape, he's releasing that for free. Because a lot of the mixtape stuff is like, they're rapping on other people's instrumentals and all that. So they release the mixtape for free, and Dat Piff is like the home of all the great mixtapes. Great.
I've never heard of Dat Piff. But I guess that kind of exposes my my lack of hip hop.
You're a casual.
I am a casual.
I mean, so am I. But yeah, you name it. Logic was big on Dat Piff back in the day. But yeah, Lil Wayne, post, you know, anybody really.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's synonymous with the mixtapes.
For real.
He had a. That's what
made
I
his. Yeah, made his name off of the mixtapes.
Made his bones off the mixtapes. His friend, that's where he made his bones.
Yeah.
Well, guys, welcome to episode number 7 of the TNT Trey and Tree podcast. Trey has the loudest chair in the business, and
I have ADHD, so it's hard to get comfortable. I'm always adjusting. That's how I am in bed too. Not that anyone has to know that, but
yeah, no, I've slept with you a time or two in my childhood. I remember that.
Sure, it wasn't like 2 weeks ago.
No, you do have my old bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it is. The thing is that Trey had the same race car bed that he had since he was 4 or 5 years old, and had the same, you know, Scooby-Doo sheets on it, and you just recently upgraded to my old bed. Probably at the ripe age of 27, but until then, or before then, you were sleeping in that race car and dreaming about driving fast.
Yeah, and my theory behind that is that I have a whole theory about beds. And I was always scared to get a bed that was too comfortable because I have to wake up in the morning. I know, tragic, right? A grown man has to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But, And it's like, it's so hard. Even when I had a shitty bed, it was hard. It's like, you go to bed, oh, this bed sucks, but then all of a sudden you wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, all of a sudden it's like the most comfortable you've ever been in your entire life.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like a bed comfortability thing. I think that's just like a body thing. I think you could still feel that way sleeping on the most uncomfortable mattress.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Every theory you have ever brought up on the show has been disproven so fast.
Although when you sleep on the couch, yeah, I mean, Because when you sleep on a couch, you don't have the option to toss and turn. So, like, when you're sleeping on the couch, it's kind of like, you pick one position, you stay there, and you're pretty eager to get up.
Yeah, it's true.
I wonder how it is if you're homeless, if you're sleeping on the street.
You're sleeping on the street, you can toss and turn, and because I mean, when you're homeless, the only you're mobile. That is that's your whole MO. You can toss and turn anywhere you want. You just gotta hope you're not in any live body of water, or that's gonna be the last time you toss or turn.
Yeah, but yeah, so my theory, which I guess now has been
It's
disproven,
been
but
debunked.
it's been debunked, but the less comfortable the bed, the easier it is to get up when you have to wake up at 6 in the morning.
I will say, however, that is a good theory, and I think
Yeah.
that's kind of that's one of your no shit theories. Because I'm not gonna argue with that. I think it's pretty obvious. Did you notice a difference in the way your body felt or the way that you got sleep when you switched? Trey didn't actually have a race car bed. That's a bit. He had a twin size bed, but that bed
For all
literally.
intents and purposes.
Yeah,
Yeah, bro.
for all intents and purposes, that was a bit. But he had a twin size bed that, and I had the same one, from when we were 3 until we were 18, same twin size bed. But did you notice a difference in the way your body felt or the way you got sleep after you made the switch?
No. I mean, my old bed. I mean, it wasn't like a thing. It's like, oh, I'm so eager to get a new bed. But, I mean, I noticed like box springs coming up and poking you when you're sleeping.
It got that
So,
bad, huh?
yeah, it's pretty bad. But, no, I didn't really struggle with any like back problems or nothing of that sort. So,
What do you do when you can't
maybe.
sleep?
I don't know. What I usually do in those situations is try to go on YouTube, try to get your mind off it. It's really all you can do. It's just you gotta struggle through it. And it's like, I was having this conversation with mom the other day. She was like, "Hey, do you want to take some melatonin?" I'm like, "No, I don't wanna." Because you take melatonin one day, the next thing you know, you're hooked on NyQuil, and then you're stripping your body's ability to just fall asleep naturally. And then you can't fall asleep without it.
I don't necessarily think melatonin's a gateway to NyQuil. I think it's probably flipped, but I definitely got hooked on NyQuil and melatonin for a time. That was and you are completely right. And I think that's probably how you sleep so good and you enjoy life so much,
So when you were trying to kick the melatonin, like how long did you stay up before you were able to,
I don't know.
or was it that much?
It wasn't that bad. Like, I'm not like some insomniac that's like staying awake for 36 hours. Like, I just. What drives me nuts is when Trey moves around in his chair relentlessly.
Sorry.
And still does. What drives me nuts is when I like try to go to sleep and I'm tossing and turning for, an hour and a half. Like, that just bugs me so bad.
And if you know anything about Tree, we've had this conversation. I don't know if it was last week, but I don't know how you are when you're trying to sleep, but I know you are pissy as can be when you have to get up in the morning.
No, I'm just as pissy then, too.
You're just tossing and turning. Fuck. Yeah.
It's so bad, like Renee, she'll be asleep and she'd have been asleep for probably like 6 hours at this point, and like I am just now starting to fall asleep, and she does these cute things in her sleep where she like twitches or whatever, and it is cute. But when I'm about to fall asleep and like she does that, nothing pisses me off more
Yeah,
in the entire
exactly.
world, dude. And I'll straight up like cuss to myself, like in my head. I'm like, does this bitch not know I just fell asleep?
So I can imagine it's probably a lot worse than that,
I know. I'm like, does she not have any respect for my sleep schedule?
How dare you?
I am I'm definitely one of the most pissy people when it comes to sleeping habits.
And I'm curious about how that started. Because, like, I feel like when we were kids, I feel like I didn't really get that impression too much when we were younger. So I don't even know when the whole getting pissy in the morning thing started, really. So.
I don't know, probably somewhere in middle school. I think that's kind of where everything bad started to happen, was
Makes
like
sense.
seventh grade.
I think that's how it is for most people.
Seventh grade sucked ass. I mean, seventh grade was the worst year of my entire life. Not even close. I remember there was a science class that I was in, and it's the same teacher. I talked about this in the first episode I did of this podcast, like a solo episode, that almost failed me in
She's
homeroom.
my
Science teacher too. And like, it was the seventh grade. This is the first time, you're getting into these classes with all these different kids from different elementary schools. I'm trying to talk to these people, and this gal who was my science partner, I was talking to her, and seventh grade tree was probably trying to charm a little bit, but I don't think I was like, being egregious or nothing. This lady, who was my science partner, went up to her and said, "I was a creep, a weirdo. A weirdo creep," exact wordings. And how I know that is because she told me to my face. We're like getting ready to do like this weird lab thing, and she just, I was like, "Hey, how are you doing?" She's like, "You are a weirdo. You creep me out."
Like, damn, okay.
The next day, the teacher calls me up, and then she's like, "You're not getting along with her, yada yada yada." And then I had to sit up front in like a desk like this by myself. And it wasn't just for
Incident.
that incident, it was for the whole year.
Jesus.
Had to sit by myself. And like that sticks out to me. And I think from then on I just had a lot of angst.
From then on, every morning it was like fuck.
Well, because I had that class in the morning.
Oh, well, yeah, so you probably have
Yeah.
PTSD.
So I had that class. I had that class third hour of the day, and I had that same teacher first hour of the day. And during that homeroom class, since she thought that I was, a creep weirdo in third period, I had to sit by myself in the homeroom class too. Like she cross-programmed, cross-platformed, the fucking class. That wasn't even the same thing. There were different kids in that class, and the craziest thing was that girl that called me a creep weirdo wasn't even in the homeroom class. And she still made me sit by myself in front of the class the whole time. That teacher's dead now.
She was pretty old when she was teaching us. I just find it hilarious how you almost failed homeroom.
Yeah, back.
The only person in planet that could fail homeroom, even though you showed up. That's the only requirement.
Well, and I still and she almost gave me like a bunch of detentions too, because like
Have you ever got detention?
I think I got a couple, and I think
Really?
they
I
all
never got, yeah.
and I think they all came from this class, because I would show up like a minute late. And she, like, because she was one of those teachers where she was super, I don't like I would be shocked today if teachers still did this, but like I would, like, the bell would ring, shut the door.
Yeah, I feel like
if you're not in there, tardy, bro. Like you're not getting it. You're not getting today's word search in class. Your mom's gonna have to do it. So like, yeah, was awful. Hated seventh
Awful.
grade. And yeah, just it filled me with a lot of angst. And then I also, in that same time frame, I was a rapper.
And what you did to yourself.
I know. When those songs came out, people would just bully the shit out of me, pick on me very hard, would just, and they'd be like, "Rap for me right now." And I wouldn't want to do it. And and people would just be like outright mean to me for like rapping. Like, kids are so mean. And I remember I just had a Facebook memory pop up not that long ago of this girl that I went to school with tagged me in a post, and I hadn't talked or thought about this girl in
In
years.
years.
And she tagged me in a post of this kid rapper that was like around my age, maybe like a year younger at the time, like a 12-year-old on America's Got Talent. And she just went out of her way to tag me in a post and see it and say, "See, Trevin Pixley, this is how a kid's supposed to rap. This is actually good."
It's like, holy fuck.
It's like, why? That is so mean. Jesus Christ. And then, like, three kids from, like, my age group also commented and said, "Yeah, this is way better. Trevin sucks." It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, what did I do to deserve all this hate? For what? Being myself?
Yeah, there was that, and there was also that, I forgot whose dad it was, but...
Oh my god, I forgot all about that. Holy shit, that's a court. You want to tell that?
So, you could probably tell the story better, but all I remember is someone's daughter that was in the same grade as Tree back then said, "Do your parents let you write music?" Something to the effect of, like, those Karen parents is like, "You let your kids listen to music with cuss words and all this stuff."
Okay, yeah, so it wasn't that PG. Trey really PG'd it up. But, so what happened was, this was a year before middle school. So this was sixth grade, you know, and I was trying to, you know, make it in this rap game as a sixth grade rapper. And I was in elementary school still. And this girl's dad had got onto her Facebook, and I had posted my rap lyrics, I guess, on Facebook. And he saw that, and I guess just went berserk. Like, could not believe that a kid from Idaho would listen to rap music, let alone write about it. And from his daughter's Facebook, a grown adult man wrote a 12-year-old, 11-year-old boy, "How dare you write this N-word music? Like, why would you post this N-word music on Facebook? Yada, yada, yada. I will not expose my daughter to N-word music." He said the N-word with a hard R in a message to an 11-year-old boy from his daughter's Facebook, like, five times. And just crazy. And I don't even think I had heard that word before. Like, I can't believe, like, somebody's parents would just do that. Like, could you imagine being a grown man from your daughter's Facebook messaging an 11-year-old boy?
Why don't you just be a better parent?
Yeah.
Like, where's the concept in that? Like, music is all entertaining. Like, I guess we should all listen to Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald.
I mean, yeah.
Like, that's what we should all listen to.
Been grinding away today, and, you know, I've been putting in the work.
You have been putting in the work, so shout out to Tree for putting in the work for the boys. You getting on TikTok, was that something recent that you've been doing? Because that's where we really popped, I think.
Yeah, so I started posting stuff on TikTok probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's been doing okay. I mean, it's like 30 something likes. I was very upset that I posted the reel where you didn't know what the word flaccid meant.
The hell's a flaccid? Never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And I really thought that was going to be the ticket.
The ticket, yeah.
But no, I got like 2 likes. And I was like, maybe I put too much preamble in the beginning. But I was like, oh man, dude, no. I might repost that one again because that was hilarious. I will say I did have a hunch that this one I think got the most likes, and I think it still got the most likes. It got 40. I had a hunch that the one of you saying that talking about your gambling strategy, but saying, "But I know I'm losing money." I had a hunch that was gonna do well.
Gonna do well, yeah.
And it did. So today I have been doing a lot of editing here at work at the work podcast, and they were talking about the Brian Koberger case. And see, why'd you laugh at that?
I mean, I just, you know, we're in Idaho. I almost feel like you have to say that guy.
What do you mean?
You have to give him a code name, like you did with Chris Benoit.
Oh, Brian Koberger? You could say Brian Koberger's name. Why do you think you can't say... Brian Koberger and Chris Benoit, I think...
Frowned upon.
I think the exact opposite, actually. Yeah. Brian Koberger's favorite thing in prison right now is to read news about it, actually.
Yeah, apparently he has a lot of fans out there that write him letters and stuff, from what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that? He's got fan mail.
Yeah, well, that's like I think a lot of people like him get fan mail. As crazy as it sounds,
yeah,
people that are far gone. Far.
I don't think I've heard you give any takes on the Koberger situation or any thoughts. Have you given it any thought ever?
I mean, what thought is there to give? Like, it's not like it's,
Do you think he did it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like, unsolved mystery. What do you think took place that, night? You know, what do you think took place in that night? I mean, like, there's no real controversy to...
So you think he did it?
I do. Breaking news.
What makes you say that? What makes you so sure? So if you're on the Koberger jury, and I've said this, I think, multiple times to you and Mom and Dad, I think you would be hilarious on the Koberger jury. I think you'd be a perfect juror for a case like this. I think you would take all evidence into consideration. So the fact that you are so ready to just call this man guilty, you know, I'd like to know what makes you say that.
Well, I haven't done a deep dive into the, I mean, I'd say I'm a kind of a true crime kind of guy. I mean,
a true crime buff.
Cases here and there that I partake in, but I wouldn't call myself a true crime buff. This case in particular, I think the one thing that they didn't have on Koberger is I don't think they found the knife. If I'm correct on that.
Or they found the sheath. They had the sheath, not the knife.
I think. Yeah, so
like, yeah.
So, but I mean, other than that, I mean, what else are you going to say that he wasn't there?
I'm somebody that should be a little bit more well-versed in this topic, but I do like watching YouTube videos about it. You know, something that I'm not very good at, and I think you and I can both kind of attest to this? I'm not very good at retaining knowledge.
I mean, sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's like picks and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Some,
it's
like, yeah.
It's like ticks and choose.
Yeah.
Oh.
Random sports knowledge, like Eugene Monroe.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah, I tried doing a Treyism. It didn't work.
No. Only one person can pull off the Treyisms.
Leave it to the pros.
Yeah, leave it to the pros.
I'm more curious now to just know the reasons behind it. You know, the whys and things.
Well, he's an incel. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah.
He's just an incel.
You ever watch a porno, and then it's like a 12-minute video, and then it advertises... click here to watch the full scene, and then you just think to yourself, what more can possibly be in this full scene?
I mean, I'd imagine it's probably going to be some more porno.
I mean, what else could possibly be in that full scene that would be worth the payment?
The $5.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a 12-minute video. You get the glory shot at the end, some of the preamble, and, all of the sex. It's like, what are you going to pay? What is this $5 getting me? It's kind of like, you know, if you wanted to watch, like, say, a March Madness game, or you wanted to know what happened, right?
You watch the highlights.
You watch the highlights. You wouldn't watch a whole 3-hour replay of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good bit?
It's a good analogy. Yeah.
Do you think that's a good joke?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it needs some setup and everything, I think it could work.
I think the setup is... have you ever watched a porno that's like 12 minutes long?
Yeah.
And then it says, do you want to click here to watch the whole scene? Yeah. Have you ever watched a porno that's 12 minutes long? Click here to watch the whole scene. and then wondered what else can possibly be.
Yeah.
Like, that's the premise of the joke.
Yeah.
But then there's more. Like, do you think that's a good premise?
Oh, yeah. That's a good premise.
Yeah. I was hoping that was going to make you laugh. You didn't crack up at all. But I was like, I think that's, there's something in there.
Yeah.
Koberger and the porn joke were the only two things I came in here thinking about. But rumor has it, Trey has a new segment that he wants to introduce to the TNT Trey and Tree podcast. We're 36 minutes in. There could be some heavy cutting in this episode. I feel like we're kind of off the rails here. So what do you got?
All right, so Tree, are you familiar with the Wired interviews where you'll have celebrities go on YouTube and it'll be like Google's most famous questions and it'll be like, why does such and such and such and such, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that I'm going to do that for you, but since you're a journalist, I'm going to ask Google, why do journalists do? And then you'll explain.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. That's some good content.
Yeah.
I think...
That's a clip. Yeah.
That is, these are clips. That was going to be a good clip. There's this TikTok, Instagram account called Breadbasket TV, and they're also brothers. And they play games, and there's also, like, they do, like, challenges where they're like, I can kick, like, a 30-yard field goal. And then he goes, I can kick a 35-yard field goal. And then I'd say, cap. And then we'd go and see if you can kick it.
See if you can, yeah. I like that.
And, you know, we are going to Moscow to film a podcast at the Kibbe Dome in Idaho, at the University of Idaho.
The Dome, boys.
So, you know, I think that's we should play that game right now. How far, how long of a field goal do you think you can kick? I think I can kick a 15-yard field goal.
I think I could probably do a 25.
I think I could do a 30.
Cap. I'm calling you out on that.
Then you can do a 30?
Yeah.
I don't think you could do a 25 either, but I was just going to try to one-up you.
I think I could hit a coffin corner.
No way! Cap.
Cap,
you cannot hit a coffin corner. All right, so Treib, when we go to Moscow, Treib is going to kick a, what was it, 30-yard field goal?
Yeah, 30.
And you're going to do a coffin corner. I also want to see you long snap. But anyway, let's get on to your Wired questions.
All right, so this is Wired with Treib, the journalist.
It's an honor to be here, Wired.
It's an honor to be here, yeah.
It's about time that you had me on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been putting in interview requests left and right.
Yeah. So why do journalists wear press vests?
Press vests?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never wore a press vest. I've had a press pass in my day. That's just so people know you're a part of the press and that you're there to cover an event.
Cover an event.
Impartially and to the best of your abilities. I think photographers more likely will be wearing a press vest, so they, you know, because they're more out there taking photos and stuff. But when you're in the press box eating hot dogs and shit, you don't really need a vest, you know.
All right, very eloquently put.
Yeah, thank you. That probably was bad.
I don't know if I mean, maybe you understand this one. I don't really get this one. Why do journalists use Signal?
Oh, Signal? You know, it's funny. That's, there was just, like, leaked war plans on Signal.
Oh, I think that's, like, the encrypted apps and, like, Telegram and all that BS. Yeah.
We use it to, trade secrets on how to keep the newspaper business afloat. Without Signal, we wouldn't be able to, leak war plans to, get news stories.
Yeah, to get the source.
And, we wouldn't be able to keep this business alive.
All right, Signal's very important.
Yeah.
Why do journalists talk like that? that's not me either. That's literally what Google asks.
Because they got called a creep and a weirdo in seventh grade. And they were forced to sit in the table all by themselves.
Why do journalists go to war zones?
Because we're trying to take the media back from the Jews.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Why do journalists go to dangerous places?
Because we're trying to take the media back from the Jews.
All right. Why do journalists use allegedly?
Because we're trying to take the media back from the Jews.
How do journalists get paid? Not
sure. The Jews.
So are you gonna seriously answer?
Well, you got mad earlier when I wasn't funny, and now you wanna.
I wasn't mad. I was being educated.
You said that was an elegant answer. That goes back to.
That was a compliment.
Well, that goes back to when, like, you can't ever tell if you're being serious or not.
Yeah. No, I'm at that genuinely. I was like, yeah, it's eloquently put.
Okay.
By you. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I turned my offensive and comedy up to 10 because I thought that's what you wanted.
How do journalists find stories?
The Jews.
How do journalists verify information?
You have sources, but if you don't have sources, you can always go to the Jews.
Okay. So in other words, you have sources, but you kind of have to go with your gut at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How do journalists dress?
Just well, like that.
What do journalists write about?
How come when you watch a 12-minute porno, there's an advertisement that says click here to watch the full video, but you already watched the glory shot, the preamble, and most of the sex? What can possibly be in that other 30 minutes?
All right. What do journalists make, Dick?
What do journalists make?
Yeah.
30-minute long pornos.
Yeah.
What do journalists do on a daily basis?
Write plots to 30-minute pornos that we're only going to give 12 minutes away for, and then make people spend $5 to get the full-length video. We are 51 minutes into the podcast, and we just did Trey's new segment. And, you know, do we have the return of everybody's favorite segment, the T-R-A-Y Asms?
Asms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah, you know, whenever you get penetrated so good, you get a Trey Asm.
That's a good one.
All right, Trey. Make me Trey Asm all over the floor.
Trebe, doing all these podcasts and stuff. Feel like I kind of bit off more than I could choose.
Because that is true. Yeah. Sometimes Trey does feel like he bit off more than he can choose.
Indeed.
Trebe, that one moment where we saw that one fight happen, it's definitely one moment where I wish I could have sight on the wall.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a bar.
You know, Trebe, sometimes it's better to heave a gun and not heave it than it is to not heave a gun and not heave it.
That was awful.
That was awful.
That was probably one of your worst ones.
Yeah.
All right, so basically, you go outside, the darker web spider, the darker the web, that's why they call it the dark web. It's also the darker the web, the tougher the environment around it is for the spider.
I didn't get that one. That was too long.
You'll have to go. That's a thinker. You'll have to go back and listen to that.
Well, reread it.
So basically, you go outside. The darker the spider, the darker the web. That's why they call it the dark web. Also, the darker the web, the tougher the environment is for the spider. The spider grew up in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the dark web's like a dark place on the internet. That doesn't really correlate.
Well, that's
kind of the Treyism.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That one. Boo.
You know, Trebe, Ben, there's something that I was trying to think, but at the top of my bed, I can't really think of what I was trying to say.
Oh, man.
You know, Treeb, all this podcast that we've been doing is great, but I always think that it is important to not hit all your eggs with just one tennis racket.
That's good.
That's good.
I don't know. You gotta slow down these deliveries. Maybe you're going a little bit too fast.
Okay. Treeb, I think this whole podcasting thing is good. Sometimes, though, I feel like we need to start looking at things inside of the fox.
Inside of the fox.
Treeb, yeah. We've been doing this podcast. It's been getting kind of stale. I feel like I come in here and it's the same song and ranch.
See, that one's good.
Yeah,
that one's good. He sent me that one in a text message.
Yeah,
and I just
cracked up.
Yeah, and I just bought new AirPods, so I had like the AI lady read me. It's the same song and ranch, but in like a AI
tone, yeah.
Yeah, and an AI voice, and it was the funniest thing I had heard all week, so yeah. It was good.
Treeb, I know that you've been grinding. I feel like I have to start pulling my own freight.
To the podcast.
That was another one he texted me, and that again, it's one of your better ones.
One of your better ones.
Yeah, see, you gotta look at what works, and you gotta apply it to the ones that don't. Like, inside of the fox is not that good, because it's like, who's looking inside of the fox? You know, come on. Like, the Treyism's gotta be off the wall, but they also kind of gotta make sense.
Yeah.
Like, pulling your own weight, pulling your own freight, that makes sense.
I feel you.
You know, Treeb, you know, we have all this equipment to record podcasts with, but for some reason I think that when it comes to actually producing these podcasts, we constantly cut foreigners.
and we do in both accounts, the realisms and the Treyisms. I'm trying to get better at not cutting foreigners in the production.
You know, Treeb, you talk a lot, but I'd like to see you try to walk for a while in my shoes.
That's so good! Yeah. Oh my god. Say that one again.
Treeb, I know you talk a lot of stuff, but I'd like to see you try to walk for a while in my shoes.
That's good. Give me one more.
You know, Treeb, last few days have been kind of rough. You know, the weather's been kind of hot, but I actually think that it's an autonomy.
What's that supposed to be?
So usually it would be like, these last few days are an anomaly. Autonomy.
Do you got one more? We can't end on that one.
Okay.
That one was good. It's a change of the word, but I think, it's gotta, like, if you're gonna go with it's an anomaly,
yeah.
You gotta find something that's, like, really an anomaly. Like, you gotta use a sentence like this white guy just scored 50 points in a basketball game 3 games in a row. It was a total autonomy. Yeah.
All right, Treeb, I appreciate you when we were in that situation that you did not throw me under the crust.
Okay, that's a good one to end on. I don't want you to burn, because how many did you bring to the table here?
Oh, I just had one last one.
Okay, well, I just didn't want you to burn all of them, because we're shooting 3 podcasts this week.
So I got the last one, and then I want to end on a segment.
Okay.
Yeah, this last one isn't very good. Treeb, at WrestleMania, it's going to be me and you, no holds barred. Yeah.
Should have ended
on the crust one.
Yeah, no holds burned.
Burned. Yeah.
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 That's pretty good.
But I gotta say, you know, what other Kill Tony or any other comedian that Treeb does is over here writing fresh jokes every week. Just throwing that out there. Not trying to throw shade or nothing.
Well,
just...
and you're writing fresh jokes every week too.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm trying to write. I need to do like whole jokes or whole bits. I just gave you a premise this time, which I think is a good premise, and we dropped it a couple times.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, all the other comedians out there, none of them are writing fresh jokes every week.
That's true. Yeah. That's one of the more impressive things about the Kill Tony regulars is that they write new jokes every week, and you're writing new Treyisms every week, and this week's gonna be tough for you. Are you gonna bring Treyisms to these other two podcasts?
Oh boy, that's why I didn't think of that before. So that's why I should have paced myself.
Well, that's kind of why I was trying to tell you.
I mean, this like how many Treyisms did I write for this week? I had 10 or 11, and I just unloaded all of them here.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. Maybe I'll go back and cut some of them.
I mean, I do have some comedy bits that I could share that I've been writing on.
There you go. Yeah. So we'll use that. Mm-hmm. See, that's good. I'm glad you're writing. That's good. Mm-hmm. You got the comedic chops, so I'm glad you're writing. And you're a good writer. So.
I think I could be a comedy ghost writer, honestly.
Yeah. Or you could just do it. You got the delivery for it. You got everything.
Yeah. I got the presence.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
Yeah. No, it is good. And yeah, you know, I'm very happy and I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate it.
I think you're doing great, and I wouldn't be doing this podcast as consistently or probably at all if I didn't do it with you. And I'm very excited for what we're doing this week. It's going to be a pain in the ass for me, production-wise.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's good, and I think it's gonna grow, this thing. But do you have a segment, you said?
Oh, no, the segment was I was going to end off on the last Treyism, which is the no-holds-barn. And I was going to, you know, basically act all egotistic and say, Where's all these other comedians that are writing all this fresh jokes?
Gotcha.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, like I said, though, I'm very... The views right now aren't doing terrific, but one thing I am taking pride in is that our average view duration is long.
Yeah.
It's like 17 minutes, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it is good. I never want to bash our own episodes, but I feel like this episode, I feel like I could have came with a little more juice, but you know, we got a lot of stuff coming down, and
can't win them all.
Yep. But this episode, I think still holds up.
Stay tuned,
lots of good stuff coming up. Thank you guys again for tuning in to another episode of the TNT Trey and Treeb show. Make sure you check all the links down below. You can like me on Facebook at Treeb Talks. Follow me on Instagram at Trayvon Pixley. Follow us on TikTok. That's kind of doing pretty well right now. Our username for now is Rent Free Clips, because it was obviously Living Rent Free in my head was the podcast name at first. We're going to change that soon. But for right now, if you want to follow it, it's Rent Free Clips. Trey, what do you got?
I mean, just like what Treeb said, we appreciate you guys for all the support. You know, we're trying to get this consistency. You know, anytime you do podcasts, you want to take consistency, and really excited, like Treeb said, to be going to Moscow and, you know, getting creative content out for you guys, and yeah, I'm pumped up for it, so, and also check out me and Shane. He actually texted me because he was upset that you kind of threw shade at him.
Oh, boo. Sensitive. I wasn't being serious. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, I know.
But now check out me and Shane's podcast, Shane Got You 11, on YouTube every other Friday at 10:30 p.m.
Don't check out the podcast until Shane changes his diapers and gets over the drama. Shane, you pissy bitch.
He's just joking, Shane. Don't take it seriously.
I am so fucking serious. I will come over to Spokane. I will find your address, and I will leak it all over the internet. Thank you guys again for tuning in to TNT Trey and Treeb Show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.